Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Now, you know me, the teacher in me wants to tell you about this song that we're going to sing this morning. And there's a lot to know about it. It is a Swedish song written by a man named Carl Boberg. Not Bodenberg, but Boberg. And he wrote it in 1885 as a poem. And the poem was called O Store Gud, O Mighty God. The poem did not go anywhere. It probably sat on a shelf for a long period of time until the author heard it sung to a Swedish melody, an old Swedish melody. And yet it never caught on. It still did not become popular. A British missionary went to Russia, and in his travels on the Carpathian Mountains, he wrote several more verses for the song and also expanded it to include some other ideas. When he got back to Britain, he wrote one final verse. His song became very popular. A group of tribespeople in Assam, India, were heard singing this song, and it became popular then in the United States because of a Dr. J. Edwin Orr, who used it in his services. In 1954, George Beverly Shea heard the song, and he loved the song and sang it. But it was not until 1957 that it became very, very popular. And in 1957, it was used at one of the crusades for Billy Graham. George Beverly Shea sang it 99 times, and it has become probably one of the most well-known hymns that was ever written. You, of course, have guessed, it's How Great Thou Art. We'd like you to join us on the fourth chorus, if you don't mind.